This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo joined his Treasury counterpart Steve Mnuchin Monday in announcing the restoration of sanctions targeting Iran's oil, banking, and transport sectors. Pompeo said the objective is to starve the Iranian regime of revenue to fund violent and destabilizing activities.
The Iranian regime has a choice. It can either do a 180-degree turn from its outlaw course of action and act like a normal country, or it can see its economy crumble. We hope a new agreement with Iran is possible.
After pulling out of the 2015 International Nuclear Accord with Tehran in May, the Trump administration is targeting Iran's main sources of revenue to curb its nuclear and missile ambitions and activities in the Middle East region. Mnuchin said the sanctions are sweeping.
Today we sanctioned more than 700 individuals, entities, aircraft, and vessels as part of Treasury's largest ever single-day action targeting Iran.
Iran's President Hassan Rouhani accused the U.S. of targeting ordinary Iranians with an economic war. Tehran resident Mustafa Bafava said the sanctions affect our lives 100%. Iran's foreign minister said U.S. bullying is backfiring, making it more isolated internationally. The U.N. Security Council is considering lifting sanctions on Eritrea as early as next week, following the normalization of ties with Ethiopia. Eritrea is under an arms embargo and a regime of targeted sanctions, including a travel ban and asset freezes. Some council members want to maintain the sanctions until Eritrea and Djibouti resolve their border dispute. Tanzania's government has distanced itself from a crackdown on homosexuality in the capital, Dar es Salaam. The Foreign Affairs Ministry said the actions taken are those of the local governor, Paul Makonda, not the government's. Makonda said homosexuality tramples on the moral values of the country's Christians and Muslims. This is VOA News.